Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 81. It is currently 64, clear skies in the River Market.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Red Monday?
Oh, baby, it's time to get lit because I'm Kansas City Chiefs. We on deck tonight for that Monday night football. We'll be talking with Ron Hughley coming up on the show, talking things Chiefs. And then we got Mayor Lucas, too.
Yep, jam-packed show. And then TMG goes down at your 23. Steph Curry's wife, Aisha, gets candid about never wanted marriage or kids originally. And then, of course, Diddy has been the headline over the weekend as he was sentenced to 50 months in prison. We'll talk about how much time he'll actually do.
Ha-ha. We jam-packed on a Red Monday. We hustling and shining, only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
How about those trees?
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Coursing through you is a love of life's beauty and goodness. Hold that love at the front of your awareness. Let it guide your thoughts, perceptions, and choices. Deep inside you is a place of peace. Know it, feel it, love it, and let it grow. All around you are possibilities. Every moment life is changing, so pick the possibilities that enable those changes to uplift your world. At the heart of you lives a unique, beautiful purpose. In your feelings, your interests, your purposes, and passions, that purpose makes itself known, so you can follow it. Surrounding you is a universe overflowing with beauty. Let yourself be amazed and inspired by the endless wonder. Flowing throughout your existence is the energy to live, to love, to create positive outcomes, and to experience fulfillment. With good, purposeful use of that energy, make this the most rewarding day yet. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 81. Currently, my type of weather, 64 at Fleming Park. Reality star of Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia Williams, shares what current season she's in of post-divorce life.
The people who I'm talking to now, it's just two. I've narrowed it down to two. And he is nice and she is nice. And these people are not, they're challenging me. They're asking me questions. They're not letting me walk over them. They aren't just doing whatever they need to do to get into the relationship. And so I'm not feeling safe enough to open up yet. And so what I have to do is realize if you want something different, you have to also be different.
Shout out to Portia. She definitely dropped a little shock in there when she said he and she. So, I didn't know what Portia had going on. I know she divorced Simon not that long ago. I think
time to get it up and make it happen.
Yeah, she doing that on both sides. So, shout out to her.
Get
it
out. Girl, what's going on?
Get it how you live, Portia.
So, what's exactly going on? She's
dating two people right now.
Oh. Player.
She's dating a man and she's dating a woman. Oh. And she's just letting things flow naturally. But she's also, I guess, learning to love a little bit differently because she's used to narcissists, as she puts it. And so she feels like
my
these
divorce.
People are
How about that?
Actual healthy people and good for her because they're challenging her. So that's what's going on. Yeah, that's about it.
Period.
Now, switching over into the sports world, Angel Reese responds to critics who are mad that she's attractive and that she's not ashamed of showcasing it.
Just because I'm fine does not mean that I don't take basketball serious. I went to get my makeup. I maximized my full 24 hours, so I am very sorry. Actually, I'm really not sorry, but I'm sorry to those that feel some type of way that they can't be fine and play basketball. Like, I'm sorry.
I've seen a lot of, I don't know if you see it on your timeline. Probably not, because your timeline is like full of football. But I see some people talk about Angel Reese, and they just be throwing a lot of salt. Like, why she there? Why she look like this? Why she let that, like, she's like 23, 24. Let that young girl live. Let her live her best life.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Please join Hot 103 Jams, giving hope and help for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Drive and Expo, Saturday, October 18th at the MCC Penn Valley Education Center, 3201 Southwest Traffic Way, from noon to 3 p.m. Come support the drive by donating new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. Your donations will be distributed to domestic violence shelters and survivors. As October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, for details, head on over to givinghopeandhelp.org. We'll have Jessica McClellan, who's the head of Giving Hope and Help, on the show this week. Thanks to D setting all that up, you know what I'm saying, using her capital connections.
Yeah, this Wednesday, so make sure you stay tuned all week long.
So, D, what you get into this weekend, man? Did you kick your little crusties up together and rub them together under the covers?
Well, my feet ain't crusty. But, yes, I did throw my feet up. I was chilling. I feel like I kind of didn't do too much. But one thing I did do over the weekend, I invested in this little plug-in gnat killer or whatever. Because my mom had brought some fruit over and, you know, gnats do they thing. Mm-hmm. And so that was the highlight of my weekend, is seeing the fact that them gnats got caught.
That's a fascinating.
It was so fascinating. I was so happy. So that's all I did all weekend. I just kind of chilled and relaxed. What about you?
Good. I'm kind of on the same thing. You know, a weekend full of football, too. But in between that football, I had an opportunity to wake up early yesterday morning to attend the Kansas City Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. And it was great, man. Shout out to the Avery family. Shout out to my man, John Holt from Fox 4. He is hilarious. Yes. I didn't know that. Like, I think news anchors are probably some of the most funniest people.
They slick with it, too.
Off the mic. Yeah. So, man, shout out to him from Fox 4. It was a good time. And then I just engulfed myself in football after that, of course. So, a pretty chill weekend for the both of us. I think we both needed it.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's times where we just on all 10 throughout every day of the weekend. It's like, what weekend?
So, yeah, especially this upcoming weekend. It's a lot of events in the town. So, you know, we'll be highlighting those throughout the
week. We got Manny Fresh this week. I almost low-key forgot about that. DP birthday.
Yeah, I was finna say. And a big shout-out to Black Girls Meet. They have an event, and they're teaming up with Ruby Jean's Juicery. So we got a lot of stuff. We'll recap it once we get close to the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm up, hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
Big shout-out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Oh, we got a lot of them coming through. Shout out to the Carvin family, Dewan, Frankie, Von Von, Lil D, JJ, Lil Maya, Nia, Mariah, Sanaya, Nate. It's a long family. Amelion, Alaria, Vernal, Skyla, Summer, Kamaya, and Baby Dee Dee. Look, we got a lot of names. Shout out to Denisha. Big love and a happy birthday to some of our cousins out there. Candy Yams and Shay Maxwell. I'm here for it. JoJo.
What's up, Candy Yams?
Alana Rainer at the post office. Ebony and Alexis. Big love to all the cousins. Shout out to London as well. Shout out to Kansas City's very own A-Shawn. He was on the radar not that long ago, doing some big moves. And shout out to Nick Cruz and his kids, Coco and Brooks. And last but not least, want to send some prayers over Continued prayers. We sent them before, but to the family of the late LSU wide receiver Kyren Lacy. He was a young athlete accused of causing a car accident and was charged with a homicide. Unfortunately, he passed away back in April due to suicide before he was due to appear in front of a grand jury. Well, recently, you've seen his name in tabloids as his lawyer just dropped footage of the so-called car accident that shows Kyren's innocence. Now leaders are calling for the police officer who said Kyren was guilty to be held accountable. So we want to continue to send prayers to his family and hopefully justice will prevail.
Amen, D. We need more prayers in Kansas City as police responded to reports of a shooting Saturday evening at a water park in South Casey Mo. That person was shot by the Bay Water Park at 7101 Longview Road, just right around the corner from here. That's according to police. The park was closed at the time of the shooting, police said. No word on what led to the incident, but the victim has been identified as Takori Jones, 16 years old. 16. Life is gone. We want to send prayers, condolences to the family and friends of Takori Jones for sure, but there's so many questions that need to be answered. So many that we need to get to the bottom of this, y'all.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Join with us every single week, and we are so blessed to have him. My man Ron Hughley from Foolish Club Media. Check out the Show and BK podcast before each and every Chiefs game, especially this week. And make sure you check out Brian's World, courtesy of Foolish Club Media as well. But it is week 5. In the National Football League, as our Kansas City Chiefs hit the road on this Monday night to face these little Jaguars. Right? Last week, a statement was made, and I told y'all this offense is going to take it to another level. Does it continue?
Listen, first off, I wonder if you really believed it all the way through that you would see what you saw on Sunday against the Ravens. I hope you do. You did. I didn't know that they could. I thought they would be better. I didn't know that they would pull it off like that. Listen, the one thing that jumped out to me, and it felt like, you know, when people talk about the old Chiefs, it felt like the old Chiefs, Chiefs from the perspective of they weren't letting the game dictate how they were going to play. There are some games, like I think there's a chance they do this, and I pray to God that they don't do this. Because really, you could go into the game and say, well, the Jags have thrived off turnovers. They lead the league in forced turnovers by a mile. They got 9 interceptions on the season. They had 9 turnovers all last year. They got 13 already. They've got at least 3 turnovers in all 4 of their games they played. So theoretically, you could walk in and just say, all right, man, if Andy say, you know what, man, if we just don't turn the ball over, man, these guys don't have a lot of explosive plays. They ain't going to be able to score a lot on our defense on long fields. Let's just go ahead and get out of here. That's not what the old Chiefs used to do. The old Chiefs used to say, hey, we're going to hang 35 on your ass, and we're going to see what you got to do about it. We're going to do what we do, and we don't care who we playing or what y'all do. And they had that attitude. I hope they have that mindset in this game coming up.
I know the Chiefs and the Jaguars have had some really good matchups in the last several years. I did a little research. My question to you is, what do you feel like is going to be that biggest challenge with, you know, of course, that matchup this time, especially considering it seems like we got our groove back. But what's going to be that thing that is like, ooh, we got to possess this in order to get that dub?
I think two things. One, you got to take care of the ball. As I said, they've thrived on turnovers. And two, like, their big plays are coming more from the run game. Travis Etienne's got a 71-yard run. Last week, he had a 50-yard touchdown run. They're not coming as much in the passing game. So they've got to stop the big play there. But just do what y'all do. That's to me is be.
Get a ball to Pacheco?
Hey, man. It was his best game. It was his best game. Hey, Breshad Smith, we saw a little bit of him. We saw some roles forming in the backfield. We'll see. I don't know about Isaiah, though. I don't know if we want to just focus on giving Isaiah the ball. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's on your fantasy team. I don't know if you got money on something on Isaiah. I don't know if he's on your best bets. But that's not the first name that comes to mind that you need to get the ball to.
Yeah, that's actually my B-Shine's best bets, higher or lower. Let's go 50 rushing yards for Isaiah Pacheco. I'm going higher.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I think you're insane. I don't know how you could feel comfortable with anything you've seen from the Chiefs and from Isaiah that says, yeah, I think he's going to get over 50 yards rushing.
He's going to bust out like he did against the Jets a couple years ago. Big 50-yard run. What's up?
Again, as Kevin Garnett said, anything's possible. But I just don't know.
The evidence isn't there. Say,
I just don't know how you can say, man, I'm willing to put my hard-earned money on the fact that Isaiah Pacheco is going to get over 50 yards. When it looked like in the middle of the game when he dropped that ball, it looked like he got benched. And then they brought him back in. So we'll see. We'll see. I hope so. I'm going to say lower because I'm not willing to put money on Isaiah Pacheco and them to use. Hell, you know, Andy's liable to just say, hell, man, let's throw this thing 45 times today.
You ain't lying about that. Man, make sure you check out the Show and BK podcast before each and every Chiefs game, courtesy of Foolish Club Media. Ryan, thank you so much. We'll holler at you next week as another tough test for the Chiefs as them Detroit Lions come marching in the Arrowhead. We'll holler at you next week, man. Be a blessing.
Come on. Get that dub tonight.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
724 on your time, high of 78, currently 65, mostly cloudy skies at Hogan Prep. Mary, folks, this is for you. Be honest. Did you originally not want to get married, but did it anyway and it ended up working out? Well, Aisha Curry says she never wanted to be married at first. And does that surprise you or can you relate?
I didn't want kids. I didn't want to get married. I thought I was going to be career girl and that's it. I love being a mom, but I love doing other things too and figure out what that looks like for myself now.
That was always a dream of mine, was to get married and have my own family, not this other wild stuff that people be thinking about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, if I'm so headstrong on what I want to do for the rest of my life, I don't see how other people can deter me or not brainwash me, but make me do something else other than what I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I mean, I guess you love that person so much. And I mean, that's, life does happen. And she got pregnant quickly into their marriage. So once that happened, I'm sure that all them goals she probably had for herself was on hold. And of course, you're married to Steph Curry and he's become, you know, one of the greatest of all time as far as basketball. So there's
how that. You doing?
Shout out to the Mary folk.
It could be worse, Aisha. It could be worse.
That don't mean, you know, that's another conversation. Mm-hmm. We'll go to the podcast. Mm-hmm. All right, Lotto is sitting down on Andy Cohen's show, naming her top female rap on her Mount Rushmore.
Uh-oh.
So who are your four female rap artists?
Me.
Okay.
Nicki, Cardi. I mean, it's like I have to put Kim, but I love a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to sound too cliche, but like, if it's for, it's me, Kim, Nicki, Cardi.
Who's on your female Mount Rushmore? I'm interested to know.
Da Brat, definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's on brand for you.
Shauna, probably. Kim, probably.
Shauna on
she from Chicago. Yeah, she was
with Ludacris. Shauna.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I
so wait,
Shauna.
You said Shauna, Da Brat. Who else? What other two?
Kim, maybe a Left Eye, maybe a Megan.
Oh, you just throwing anybody on?
No, stop it. No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, my list is definitely, MC Light.
Definitely not Nicki.
Nicki's on my list, of course. Lil Kim. That's the hardest part. I don't know. I feel like Salt and Pepper got to be on there, too.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh, and, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Bruh, they made a song called Tramp. It is so trash.
Anybody's favorite artist has made songs that a lot of people probably don't like. I look at Salt and Pepper just because of the impact that they had, especially with Spinrilla and all of that. So,
Young and May ain't on yours?
Mm-mm.
No, Charlie Baltimore?
Who's that?
You know who Charlie Baltimore is? Murdering. She was with Biggie. She was the fake Faith.
No.
LaChat. She's not on. Emil. She's not on yours.
You lost me. No. You okay. Lost. You
Tierra
lost.
Tierra Whack. Lady of Rage. No. Remy Ma. Snow the Product.
No, absolutely
Rico
not.
Rico Nasty. All okay, right. I'm done.
Brian Indiana. Where was my shout out? My name is Yaya, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
On with us once again, especially during a Red Monday. We got to have him on. Mayor Quentin Lucas, our 55th elected mayor, talking all things KC. Now, Mayor Lucas, we've seen a growing number of rent strikes and reports of so-called slumlords across Kansas City and surrounding areas. People charging full price for half livable conditions, from mold to no heat, broken plumbing, and ignore repairs. Some tenants feel completely unprotected. Is there anything the city is doing to try and crack down on negligent landlords and to protect renters who are just trying to live with dignity?
You know, first thing, I attended an event for tenants the other day where they're trying to get an out-of-town landlord just to talk to them, right? I'm somebody who grew up in some of these types of spots. You had rodents. We had insects of all types inside our house. You need to do things like fix the air conditioning during the summer, get an elevator that works when people are going up four or five floors. It's the basics. And so the city is doing all it can through rental inspections to make sure these people are talking and complying. But we're also standing with tenants in lots of situations to say that you are not alone when you're just looking for people to do right and stand with common sense in terms of making sure they're keeping up their stuff.
Mayor Q, voters decisively removed Jackson County Executive Frank White on last Tuesday. Now, Mr. White released a statement accepting and respecting voters, however, also filed requests for a Missouri Supreme Court to prevent certification of recall results. Now, although that was denied, do you think that there is a legitimate path for him to seek reinstatement? And if so, where is that line between Democratic mandate and a political redemption?
No, I don't see a legal path or a political one to the county executive's return. First of all, it was an 85% to 15% vote, which is formidable. And I'm not sure how you come back from that. I'll also note the Supreme Court kind of tipped its hand when it rejected the earlier challenge. And so therefore, we are likely to live under a new Jackson County executive. As of today, or at least when the election results are certified, we'll have a temporary executive and former Kansas City Mayor Kay Barnes. And I think the legislature will start the hard work of picking a replacement here shortly. Regardless of what happens, Kansas City is going to make sure that we listen to our taxpayers, that we're trying to find tax relief where we can. I think this is a big revolt on property tax increases. I myself paid about a 70% increase. I know there are people that 100, 200. You heard some people in businesses, Ruby Jeans, I know 300, 400, 500%. Those are issues that people want to see addressed. Not necessarily that you're ever going to pay less, but at least the pathway in which you could stair step up. So I think we will see change. Political redemption, I don't know if there's such a thing. You got to pray to the good Lord and get your regular redemption. That's the real way to handle it.
I see. I know today is Red Monday, but I saw that you might have had your pink on at a chaperone over Liberty Memorial over the weekend.
You know, I can't say I know this young lady's music, but I enjoy it. I try to make it to big events in Kansas City when I get the chance. I made it through about half the set. You know, wonderful, strong vocalist, all of that. But I'm mainly happy to see Kansas Cityans happy. I'm happy to see Kansas Cityans and guests spending lots of money. So God bless Miss Roan and everybody who was out there. More to come, I say, in Kansas City. More to come and more big shows ahead.
That's right. What's that score tonight, Mayor Lucas, before we let you go?
Man, Jacksonville's been looking good. I think our offense is back on, though. So I'm going 27. Defense is going to step up, but they still going to score to 20. 27-20. It looks kind of close, but it won't be at the end. That's our win today.
Put that money in.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next week. Be a blessing.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high up 79, currently 66, partly cloudy skies at Raytown South. On Friday, Diddy was sentenced to 50 months in prison for his conviction on 22 prostitution-related offenses, but his legal team doesn't seem to be backing down.
We think that that is unconstitutional. Yeah. We think that a jury verdict should mean more than our jury's verdict seems to mean. And so we are planning to appeal.
When you got money on money like that, you're going to appeal everything.
Well, they said more money, more problems. This definitely seemed like 50 months worth of problems. Switch it over. R&B singer Ne-Yo, he opened up about his polyamorous relationship with four women in a recent interview.
Marriage propaganda right here, D?
I don't know what propaganda this is.
I'm in a relationship with four beautiful women. We are in love. We're a team.
So they're exclusive to you. Are you exclusive to the four of them, or is there outside adventuring as well?
It's kind of up in the air. I mean, my heart is with them.
Yeah, you know, I see a big old reality show for Ne-Yo and his future kids and current kids, probably about 20 years from now. Interested to see how this all unfolds.
I just don't fully understand. I understand, but I don't. One person is annoying.
D ain't sharing.
I'm not, I don't get, I don't, it's oh a, that's God. A lot of maintenance. That's all I got to say. That's Ooh. A lot of people that you have to please, and it's Ooh. Annoying dealing with one person.
You ain't lying, D.
Like, that's one, like, you don't text one person back. How the other three women feeling?
You freaky frog.
That's a lot of,
That's a lot of scheduled text messages.
Grand like, rising, my queen.
Happy Valentine's Grand rising, Day. My queen. Happy Valentine's
Grand
Day.
Grand rising, my queen. Grand rising, my queen.
You freaky. You freaky frog.
I'm sure the men out there that love to send women the same copy and paste text that would enjoy this. The good morning, beautiful text. Oh, they even have field day with that one. That's the morning gossip. So and Shine in the morning. Libras, we celebrating you up next, and that's my jam on deck right here on Kansas City's Double One for hip hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Shot 103 Jams.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him, okay?
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those open-minded, social, and diplomatic Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to Jamaican singer-songwriter Millie Small. A happy birthday to TV personality known for The Real Housewives of Potomac and Love and Marriage DC. A happy birthday to Monique Samuel. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to the son of one of the greatest NBA players of all time, current NBA star. Happy birthday to Bronny James.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Suge Ross, Phillip Baldridge, and Jay Johnson. Happy birthday, Tony Williams, David West, and James Jones. Sending birthday love to Khalif Hines Jr., LaWanda Fields, and Love Day. Happy birthday, Denise LaShine, my dog Jamel, DJ Rockwell Williams, and everybody else born on October 6th. Happy birthday, Libras. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. What you doing?
None. Driving.
Where you going?
Drop my son off at school.
Okay. Hopefully you get there. That check engine light ain't on, is it?
It's blinking, but we're going to be all right.
Oh.
I think blinking might be a little bit, you know, we gonna pray for you after we, you know, after we do this, that's my jam, and just prayerfully lay hands on your car from afar.
Damn.
But before we do that, we gotta get you this hookup real quick, but you gonna have to work for it. You gotta finish these lyrics in order to get that hookup. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's see.
You should know me. You're my angel. Nothing's gonna make you fall from heaven. Girl, I just want to love you, love.
Don't listen to what people say.
About you and me.
Don't you mind, cause it's jealousy.
Come they on. Don't know about, this. About yeah. you and me.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Yeah, that's what we saying too.
I know. My, put me on the spot.
My goodness. It's all good. It's a Monday, cousin. We gonna let it fly. You still did a good job. You
You're
got a
liar.
Couple lyrics down packed. You getting that hook up for that $30 Kansas Lottery Chiefs Kingdom Instant Ticket, and your name is now qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. You get that money, where is it going?
Man, my kids.
Yeah, they're going to take that quickly.
It's gone. They're
going to take the kid quickly, but I appreciate it. Y'all know why I got scared on John B. Everybody know John B.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Oh, Hustle and Shine. Hot 103 Jam.
Making that real money.